The newspaper columnist who broke the identity of a CIA agent has now broken his own silence on the matter after almost 3 years. Robert Novak writes today that he cooperated with a federal investigation into whether a crime was committed when government officials leaked the identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame. This story began with President Bush's allegations that Saddam Hussein was trying to buy materials for nuclear weapons in Nigeria years ago. And then it transformed into a political revenge story after the husband of Valerie Plame, diplomat Joe Wilson, debunked the weapons claim. A federal grand jury investigating the leaks indicted Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, Scooter Libby. It was confusing. It remains so, despite Robert Novak's column today. We're joined by David Folkenflik. He's NPR media correspondent. David, welcome back. And I read Bob Novak's column. I'm still not quite sure what happened.
Here's what we now know a little bit more about. Novak talked about the circumstances surrounding his column almost 3 years ago to the day in which he first disclosed the identity of Joe Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, Valerie Plame Wilson. Novak now says, hey, here are my sources on this, two out of the three. I'll cough up Karl Rove, whom we now know has been a source for many journalists on this story. He further acknowledges that CIA spokesman Bill Harlow had confirmed Plame Wilson's identity, but he doesn't disclose his original primary source, as he puts it. He says that that person has not given him permission to do so publicly.
So the CIA spokesperson and Karl Rove, the president's chief political strategist, Robert Novak went to them and said, is this stuff about Valerie Plame true? And they both said, yes, it is. But the original person who told Bob Novak about this, we still don't know who that is. Why don't we?
He won't say. He has described that original source as somebody who's not a political mudslinger, which seemingly was, I think, his way of signaling that that primary source wasn't somebody like Rove all along, Karl Rove, the political mastermind behind President Bush's rise to the White House.
Yeah, but in this kind of mysterious theater that does go on, Robert Novak in this column today says, I have a note from this person, my source, releasing me from my pledge of secrecy, but I'm still not going to reveal this name. Can you explain that?
He said that the special prosecutor already knew. Patrick Fitzgerald, who was the U.S. attorney in Chicago, was appointed to look into all this. Novak said the special prosecutor already had waivers from all three of his sources, that is, Mr. Rove, Mr. Harlow, and this third primary and unidentified source, to testify before the grand jury that was trying to figure out whether to indict people on this stuff. That's a little different from Novak saying he has the right to release that identity publicly from his source. It appears that he's saying that he doesn't have permission to do that and that he wants to protect his source, which traditionally is the stance of most journalists.
All right, David, you've been covering this story for 3 years now.
And about 3,000, I think, yes.
Names float back and forth. David Folkenflik, name that source.
Oh, it's very hard to know. Robert Novak's been covering politics since, I believe, the late 50s. He has incredible sources, particularly on the Republican side and in conservative camps, but not exclusively. There are questions about who it might be. We now know that at the very highest levels of government, pretty much on the morning that former Ambassador Wilson wrote his op-ed, that the vice president, Mr. Cheney, took a direct interest in this. His former chief of staff, Louis Libby, is under indictment for misleading prosecutors, according to them. It could be Mr. Libby. I cannot recall an instance in which Novak denied that that was the case. But he did say in this column that it was somebody who has not yet been identified. It could be a major player. It could be a minor one. I really don't know who it is.
David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. David, thank you.
Always good to talk.